to Adventuring the Girl Life, where we believe life for every girl should be well lived. Each week, we'll explore tips and techniques to add more adventure to your world, from fitness and self-care to career building and fulfillment, and even the most mundane parts of life. So buckle up. I'm your host, Jen Whitmore, certified personal trainer, mom of two, pineapple lover, and your new partner in adventure. Welcome back to the podcast, girls. I am so excited about this week because I have just sent my kiddos off to school and I am now a free mom once again. Can I get an amen? Anyways, just joking around, kinda, little bit. But I did send my babies off to school and I sent one to middle school this year. I'm not really sure that I'm old enough to have a middle school kid, but alas, I do. So that's why I actually did episode number 9 on raising middle schoolers. If you haven't heard that episode yet, then you can hop on over to episode 9 if you have any kids who are hitting that age of middle school transition, even if your kids are older than that or maybe a year behind, like they're going into fifth grade, you know, they're... It's some really good info in that episode as far as like teaching our kids how to behave and how to shine light towards others, etc. So anyway, moving on. Shameless plug there for my 9th episode. So after I dropped them off at school, I had plans, breakfast plans with a few of my girlfriends, and we've been doing this for 2 years now. And we send the kids, you know, off on the bus and then go toast off a successful summer together and, you know, a toast to bringing in the new year. And so these girls that I get to do life with, they are just, you know, my people. Like, everybody has their people. And if you don't have any of your own tribe, then you need to find some, girl. These women that I do life with are just so inspiring, and they are a great group of girls to be a part of. And we lift each other up on a daily and weekly basis. We all chat. We all have kids. You know, some of them are older, some of them are the same age, some of them are, you know, smaller boys and girls. Some of us are stay-at-home moms, some of us are working moms. And we all love Jesus, and it's just a great blessing to be a part of such an amazing group of women. And I would really love for all of you listening just to jump in with me and embrace that. If you haven't been over to my mastermind group yet on Facebook, jump on over there and let's chat. I am really trying to create a group of women in this group, in the mastermind group, that we all have these same type of things in common. And I know an online group is not as personal as an in-person group, but I still want to create this space where we all can laugh together and help each other get through the tough times. And sometimes you just need that little extra push towards whatever it is that you need. You know, you need some encouragement on a goal, or you need to see that other people are going through the same thing that you're going through. And I would just love for you to jump on over there and join me. I cannot wait to meet you. I'm so excited. So let me know if you're new to the group, and I promise to chat back. All right. So moving on into our topic today, how to avoid the afternoon drag. You know how you just start to lose it around like the 2 or 3 o'clock mark? Well, I have some tips and tricks for you today to ward off the afternoon sandman. So I will tell you, a lot of this happens to me while I'm in the car. And the sun is on you, and it's warm, and the day is nice, and all of a sudden, I'm getting drowsy. And so, I definitely am like rolling the window down, chewing gum, you know, popping myself in the face, drinking water, because obviously, that's dangerous while you're driving. Anyway, So let's first talk about why this actually happens, okay? So this happens for everyone, actually, right around the 2 or 3 o'clock mark, like I said, because of our circadian rhythms. They peak right about this time, and our bodies signal our brains to produce melatonin, which we do this much more in the evenings. The light starts to fade, our core temperature drops, and therefore it signals our brain to produce the melatonin. Well, the same thing happens right around this time in the afternoon. It's just on a much smaller scale. So that's why we start to get those little afternoon sleepies going on. So what are we supposed to do about this natural function so that we can continue to be the leaders of tomorrow? Well, number one, get enough sleep, okay? I feel like that this is an obvious. Number one and number two are really obvious, but they still need to be repeated. So number one, we're getting enough sleep. Girl, if you are not functioning on the right amount of sleep, then everything else in your life suffers. Your focus, your productivity, obviously your afternoon drag, and it is just not going to work out for you the longer that you continue to go down this path. So let's get ourselves enough sleep. If you do any research, just the general average for most adults is about 8 hours. I personally like 9, but I'm a little spoiled. So anywhere from 7 to 9 hours, I think that you're going to be pretty okay. Number two, eat healthy and avoid heavy foods at lunch. This is kind of a twofer. Obviously, we need to be fueling our bodies with healthy food so that our bodies can function properly. And when we eat heavier foods right about lunchtime, it's not really doing us any good because, for example, things that are heavy like carbs are going to sit in our tummies after we've had lunch, and they just start to weigh us down. So, you know, you've had your lunch, you're feeling good, you sit back down at your desk, and then all of a sudden, you start to lose it again. So if you do something a little lighter, like a salad, obviously very natural ingredients, fresh ingredients, light, crispy things like nuts, salads, a wrap, you are going to be way better off than sitting down at a restaurant that has bottomless fries or endless soup and salad. All right, number three, get up and stretch and take a walk. Just taking a break from what you're currently doing to stand up and stretch, or even going outside to take a walk, will help you to fight off that sleepy drag. Number four, also going to stand in a bright light for about 5 minutes will actually trigger the stopping of that production of melatonin. So go stretch, take a walk, and number four, stand in the light for about 5 minutes will wake you right up. All right, number five, go get a light snack. Okay, like you've had lunch, it's now like 3 o'clock, you've eaten like 2 to 3 hours ago, and you are falling asleep again, just go get yourself a little snack, get you some nuts, get you a drink, get you an apple, something light again. And as long as you're not downing something that has a ton of calories, it'll be okay to get a light snack. Number six, keep yourself busy. Number seven, switch tasks. I feel like these kind of go in a pair, but keeping yourself busy and switching tasks will keep your brain moving, and so you're not going to be stuck in that rut of doing the repetitive, mundane things. If you continue to switch your tasks, that is definitely going to keep your brain occupied. Number eight, have some coffee. Have an energy drink. Take a Rhodiola. Coffee is a great caffeine boost, as long as you're not putting all the junk into it, you know, that usually goes with coffee, the creamer, the sugar, etc. So coffee's an option. If you have a healthy energy drink that you like, have one of those in the afternoon. If you don't know where to get a healthy energy drink, or you don't even know what that is because you've never heard of one, send me a message. I will definitely tell you all about it and where you can get it. and rhodiola. Rhodiola is a fantastic supplement, which I can also give you some information about, tell you exactly where to get rhodiola from. But rhodiola is a supplement. It's actually a root. And what it does is it opens up your capillaries so that your blood can flow better through your body. Girl, let me just tell you, I take one of these a day and I power through every day with no problem. When the evening rolls around, I'm ready for dinner. I'm ready to chill. I have no problems going to sleep. I'm not falling out during the day. This stuff is literally a godsend and it's something natural. So I love the rhodiola. Number 9, splash some water on your face. Get up, go to the bathroom, get that blood flowing a little bit, go splash some water on your face. Or if you're not interested in splashing water on your face because you're a girl and you're wearing makeup, like literally all of us, then just go get a wet towel and put it on your neck. My personal trainer actually gives us some wet towels after we finish our workout, and they have put essential oils on them, and we put them on our necks to cool down. Oh, they feel so good, and they smell really good. That's awesome. I love it. All right, number 10, schedule your meetings in the afternoon so that you have some things to do or some things to get to. If you have meetings that require you to leave the office, then you can get up, be active, be out and about, and not be sitting at your desk getting the sleepies. Number 11, turn on some music, hey, or a podcast to keep yourself entertained. Anytime that I'm trying to focus on what they're saying in a podcast, I'm definitely not concerned about how tired I am because I want to know because I'm interested in what they're saying. Number 12, let your eyes rest for a minute, girl. Make sure that you're far enough away from your computer screen because it can make your eyes tired. Also, get some of those blue light glasses. A girlfriend of mine recently got some of these and she said they were like $13, I think. I personally haven't tried them for myself, but I thought it was such a cool idea. Put them on in front of your computer, put them on at night when you're playing with your phone and you're watching TV. That way you can protect your eyes during the day and at night and you won't get so tired. All right. Now we're moving on into the hardcore attempts, okay? I just gave you 1 through 12, which we will recap to get you through the day. But if you're really, really tired and you need some hardcore attempts to get yourself up from that afternoon drag, number 1, exercise. Do some push-ups, do a few burpees, get your blood pumping, move around a lot. If you have the capabilities of doing these things, you can just stand right there and do them in your cube. Just do some jumping jacks. Now, obviously, you don't want to get yourself all sweaty, but you could at least stand up and do a couple of these things, you know, maybe like 10 jumping jacks, 10 push-ups, just to get your blood pumping. You are not going to have to worry about falling asleep on your keyboard anymore. Number 2, hardcore attempt. Take a nap. Ha! Who knew? A 10 to 20 minute nap and you are golden. If you have the space or the availability, go to your car, go out there for 10 minutes, for 20 minutes, as long as you're not going to have a hard time getting yourself up from a 10 or 20 minute nap, then you're okay. But if you can afford 10 or 20 minutes to let yourself rest, I bet you that is going to be plenty of time to get yourself back on task and focused on what you need to finish for the day. All right, girls, let's recap all of these tips and tricks to avoid the afternoon drag really quickly. Number 1, get enough sleep. 2, eat healthy. 3, get up and stretch or take a walk. 4, stand in the light for 5 minutes. 5, get a light snack. 6, keep yourself busy. 7, switch tasks. 8, coffee or energy drink or rhodiola, my favorite. Number 9, splash some water on your face. 10, schedule your meetings in the afternoon so that you have things to get to. 11, turn on some music or a podcast. 12, let your eyes rest for a minute. And your hardcore attempts, exercise, or take a nap. I hope these tips have helped you girls today, and I would love to hear from you if any of you have started implementing anything in any of our episodes, this one or any in the past, please go ahead and send me a message. I love to hear from you girls. All right, flop for the week. Literally second day of school, I didn't set my alarm. Alan wakes me up 10 minutes before I have to take my kid to school. I'm like, oh my gosh, get dressed. We gotta go. Hurry up. Frazzled mom moment of the day. I'm like, dude, I'm taking you to school in my PJs. I don't care. Thank God for the drop-off line so I don't have to get out of the car. Hurry up. Get in the car. Stuff your face. So epic fail for the second day of school. I need to make sure that I go and change my alarm to the daily alarm and not just the one-off alarm. Moving on to my successful crown of the week, I successfully scheduled my family dinners for the entire week, and everyone is eating the same thing. So I can't remember if I have told you all before, but basically, like, my daughter has some specific allergies, so there's foods that she can't have. You know, obviously, with allergies, there's also things that she just doesn't like that she's, like, developed texture issues to. You know, there's things that my husband doesn't like that I do like. So a lot of times, we end up making four different things. We're the ones that go to the grocery store, you know, every day of the week. And even though we might be healthy, we're not usually planning very well. Now, I will say we used to be, like, I used to be a meal planner, but the meal planner on Sunday nights would be just for myself. And if I was doing really awesome, I would plan the kids' lunches in advance as well. But I felt like last year we kind of fell off the wagon as far as that kind of stuff went. So this year I put my foot down, we are back on track, and I scheduled the entire week for everyone. We're all eating the same thing. I went grocery shopping all at one time. I have not been back to the grocery store since I went, which is a major success. So I am personally just really proud of my family dinner attempts. So if you have any stories like mine, let me know, girl. I am right there doing life with you. And that is it for this episode. I'm so glad that you were with me this week, and I really appreciate you listening. If you enjoyed this episode of Adventuring the Girl Life, please remember to subscribe to the show and leave a review so more girls can grow. And until next week, girls, adventure on!